G-15, Gravesen Hotel, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
You'll be out of here soon.
A surprising and unwelcome voice boomed towards President Slater as she sat impatiently in the secure room that had been starting to feel more and more like a holding cell with each passing second.
I'm out already, in case you can't tell.
The voice, like nails on a chalkboard, was John Cole's.
Let him in, she instructed her guards. They did so, opening the heavy door.
The sweep is complete, Cole went on as he stepped inside. I don't know why your guards haven't been told yet. Gentlemen, do you know why you're further down the list than my men and why President Slater is still sitting in here like a prisoner?
Slater said nothing.
I found something out, he went on. I'll tell you when you're allowed to be unsupervised.
John, anything you have to tell me can be
not this, Cole interrupted. Trust me,
not this.
One of Slater's guards spoke up at this point to inform her that they didn't yet have confirmation that the building was safe, which sent Cole's eyes rolling.
You're the president of the United States and you can't even leave this room, he said. Such a perfect distillation of how powerless this whole ICA business has made you, don't you think? I'm not happy with any of it either, but the difference between us is that I'm doing something about it.
And so subtly, too, Slater chided. I mean, no one suspects anything. It's uncanny how you kept everything so quiet. Cole grinned.
It's supposed to be obvious, as if you don't already know that. I'm making Godfrey look weak the same way his secrets have been making you look weak, and I'm here to extend a hand of allegiance your way in a bid to get him out of our way. This isn't a hand of friendship. And it's not an olive branch, as I'm sure you'll understand, but it's something.
Flattered, Slater grunted.
Look, Valerie,
Cole said, flicking his eyes to each of her guards in turn in a performative display of his willingness and indeed his desire to say all of this in front of them.
You might not trust me, and I definitely don't trust you, but we can't go on like this. We look so weak being this out of the loop. What do you think Jack would have said? Okay, he went off the deep end, but he would never have stood by and let either of us end up in this mess. Godfrey and the Birchwood Mafia are making fools of our offices, of our nations, of us. It can't go on.
More than intrigued by where this was coming from, and even more so by where it might have been going, Slater's eyes encouraged Cole to continue. Continue, he did.
Naturally, I was disappointed that the damn Flash stole my chance to steal Godfrey's thunder today, but rest assured that I'm going to have something big sooner than you'd believe. Something that will show not only what they've been keeping from us, but also the kind of sway I already have around here. I want you in on this, but I know you won't say yes until you see it. I'll give you one more chance when I have it. And after that, you're either by my side or in my sights.
Slater laughed dryly, not having to force the reaction at all. Petrified, she said, opting for another single-word reply.
This whole being out of the loop shit is a bad look for me, Cole went on. Stuck on the outside like I am. But for you and Ding, it's even worse. You have the titles. But Godfrey, the McCarthys, and the goddamn aliens themselves are pissing all over your supposed authority with these little secret escapes.
If you're trying to make me resign so you can step in, you're even more transparent than I thought, Slater scoffed. It's been a long day and a longer night, John. Please, see yourself outside and feel free to find some oncoming traffic to wander into once you get there.
Cole smiled widely.
I'm not trying to take your seat anymore, Valerie. I want one of two things. To take Godfrey's seat, or to burn this whole place to the ground. Depending on what happens when he comes back, one or the other is happening. You couldn't compete with me if you wanted the top seat, because you've made yourself look so weak for so long. If the office and title of ICA chairman still exists in a month's time, both will be mine.
The Oracle has spoken, Slater said, unsure where to even begin. Cole had the annoying, I am invincible air of a 10-year-old boy who had never been told no, despite having failed so spectacularly so many times. Some would have seen this resilient confidence as a sign of strong character, but Slater was not one of them.
Indeed I have, Cole deadpanned. But really, it can't be Ding, even if he's been planning something of his own amid his recent silence, because as qualified as he is, someone who looks and sounds like that can never lead a Western-centric organization like this. Think about it. The Chinese like me. The Russians like me. And my eyes and skin are the right shape and color for your people to feel comfortable backing me, too. As for you, well, if this did go to a shootout between us, you would look impotent for having sat around in the shadows all this time, and I would have all the impetus and momentum of being the one who calls out the bullshit.
Slater almost admired Cole's remarkable and sudden forthrightness. You know, she sighed, the difference between you and I is that
The difference between you and me is that I'm not ashamed of going low,
Cole interrupted, snapping out the words in a staccato-like manner and with typically little concern for the kind of proper grammar he often derided as elitist nonsense, in stark contrast to his everyman image.
We both do it, but I own it. And if this goes to a fight, I hope you're smart enough to know how careful you should be around a man with little to lose and no one holding him back.
Slater wanted to say so many things, but thought better of letting any emotions show. That was his goal here, she figured, to prod her until something came out. She wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
Jack always told me you used to filter his ideas, Valerie,
Cole said, turning around to signal that he was set to leave.
You kept his craziest plans at bay, as he put it. But when he was with me in London, it was the other way around. He was my filter. And now that I'm alone, I'll do whatever it takes to win, and a lot more for good measure. You see, I don't drop my enemies. I bury them. Once you're allowed out of here and come to my suite to see the level I'm playing at, I'm sure you'll see sense. If you do, I'll hand you a shovel with no hard feelings and we can get to work on Godfrey's hole.
As John Cole walked away, Valerie Slater was truly speechless for the first time in her political life. The things he had just said couldn't be taken back and wouldn't be forgotten. So she knew he must have had some serious confidence in the value and volatility of what he was going to share in a few hours. Despite her better instincts, Slater was almost unbearably curious.